on the programme. Well, let's stay with this because Sinn Féin's First Minister designate at Stormont, Michelle O'Neill, has said the first task for the new Prime Minister should be working to restore the executive. We're joined by Michelle O'Neill. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Brian.
So what do you think Liz Truss can or should be doing to get the executive, to get power sharing back up and running again?
Just firstly, before I turn to that, can I just also offer my thoughts and condolences to the family in Tallaght. Just such tragic events over the weekend, and as a mummy, I can't even imagine what that family are going through. So just to offer up my condolences to the community and to the wider family circle. So on the politics, of course, now we have Liz Truss now confirmed as the incoming British Prime Minister, and I have just in the last 15 minutes sent her off a letter asking for an early conversation. I think it's important that we have that conversation as quickly as possible because we are now four months past our assembly election here in the North, and the DUP are still blocking the formation of a government. And, you know, that's just madness at a time whenever people are really struggling with the cost of living to put food on the table and heat their homes. So my, I suppose, priority and the case that I would put to Liz Truss is that she has an opportunity now as the incoming Prime Minister to change policy, to change tact, to work to deliver political stability here in the North, to start to actually put money into people's pockets due to the cost of living crisis. So there's a small window, I suppose, ahead of her in terms of what she intends to do, all of which is speculation at this point. But for my part, I believe the priority that I would put to her is that we need a restoration of the Assembly and Executive and no more pandering to the DUP.
So, but what does she need to do? What can she do to get the executive reformed?
It shouldn't take Liz Truss, of course, to form an executive. We had an election, the people spoke, they want politics to work, they want the parties to work together, they want us to put money in their pockets, but the DUP are holding out in forming an executive. And to this point, the Tories, Boris Johnson and co. have facilitated the DUP in putting political pressure on them in which to form an executive. So, as I said, I think there's an opportunity for Liz Truss if she chose to take it, which would, she has a role to play. She's a co-guarantor of the Good Friday Agreement and the political stability that is required. She has a role to play in all of that, and I think that she can move quickly. I mean, in our recent election, the DUP aren't the majority party any longer. The balance of power has changed, and the majority of MLAs here support the protocol, want it to work, and Liz Truss has an opportunity to make it work by sitting down with the Irish government, sitting down with the EU side, and finding practical solutions that will bring political stability and certainty here in the North. And I think that's crucially where the public are at and where they want everybody else to be at.
The alternative, continued stalemate, and then eventually there'd have to be elections called, wouldn't there? Now, what would that make any difference? What might be the impact of further elections?
Yeah, so I mean, the legislation, the rule book, if you like, says that in the aftermath of an election, you have a period of 6 months. And if we get to the end of October and there still is no executive formed, then the rule book says that you must go to another election. Of course, it remains to be seen if that's something that the British government will fulfil, a commitment which they will follow through on, or as they have done in the past, when they don't like the political situation, they've changed the rules by legislating. So, I mean, that is the natural outworking, that's the rule book. I think it's important to explain to people, at this moment in time, we don't have an executive sitting. We have ministers in place. The previous ministers are still in place in a caretaker capacity. And that comes to an end at the end of October. And can you imagine going through the winter months, the discontent that we know that people are going to feel, the pressure people are going to feel in terms of cost of living, and not having locally elected ministers who want to put and support people? I just think that's unfathomable that we would actually find ourselves in that scenario. So I continually urge, as I have done from day one from the election, let's get an executive up and running. Alongside that, let's find ways to make the protocol work and iron out any of the kinks that are there, and we're all up for that. But the public shouldn't be published by the DUP's actions continually on a day-on-day basis.
Michelle O'Neill, Sinn Féin Vice President, thanks for talking to us on the programme.